50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
What's good?
It's Tuesday.
There's no yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo this morning.
No, there's no yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo.
Okay, I guess there was one.
No, well, I did it. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, I was at the Drake concert last night in Future, Summer 16.
Right, I see Charlamagne was there too.
I was so surprised.
Yeah, he never goes out to any concerts.
But Charlamagne was there, so that might be part of the reason he's not here today.
You think Drake took him home?
No. No, I don't know. He had a long night last night.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
he's not here today. That's what you made it seem like, that he had a long night. Maybe Drake took him home. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
How was the concert? I heard the concert was over. I heard Drake brought out Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Oh, yeah, tell
I was
me.
There?
Tell me. I seen it on Instagram, so I kind of was there, too.
I know. Don't you feel like that? There's no surprises anymore.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to be there.
So tell me about the show.
All right. Well, let's see. First, we went to go see Division. I got there early just so we could see Division.
Who's Division?
It's one of their, it's their new group, Division.
Yeah.
I think it's a producer and an artist. He has a song named Angela on his EP. That's why I really like Division.
On a Drake show?
Mm-hmm. And they're on Drake's album and everything. Division, DVSN.
How many shows did Drake and Future did? Because nobody's talked about them. I didn't hear. Anybody else know that? Oh, you know that?
They're on tour with them.
Okay, so Division performed. They opened up the show.
Right.
And okay.
After Division.
Shout out to them.
They brought out A Boogie.
A Boogie had a set?
See, you didn't know everything from watching Instagram.
A Boogie had his own set?
Yes.
A Boogie with the hoodie?
Yes.
Wow, all right. He got about 4 or 5 records he could perform. Okay.
He did perform.
Shout out to BX, A Boogie with the hoodie, all right.
And then after that, that's when Drake came out and started performing. He did bring out Cameron and Juelz.
So Drake came out first?
Yeah, Drake came out first.
Okay.
And
he brought out Cameron and Juelz.
He sure did.
He didn't bring out Jim Jones?
No, Jim Jones. I didn't see Jim Jones there.
Jim Jones was there? He said he was watching, though. He said he didn't know they were actually going to come on. But and, you know, there's a little.
Yeah,
beef and
a little
thing.
Friction.
Jim Jones should have just jumped on stage anyway.
I don't know.
That's
a great
set.
Idea.
But anyway, go ahead.
But Fat Joe and Remy Ma came out. And
he
that was
them out.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
First Fat Joe, then Remy Ma came out. Everybody went crazy.
Okay.
Who else? J. Cole came out. They brought out J. Cole.
I heard that was legendary. I heard that sounded dope.
Right. Who else? It was somebody else before that. I'm trying to remember. It's a long night. Future brought out T.I.
Future brought out Tip. Okay.
Yeah, so that was cool. Future has dancers.
I see he has male dancers too, right?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
I mean, back in the day, rappers always had dancers on the shows. As a matter of fact, dancers were really essential.
But the way that Future's music is, they can't dance like they, like back in the day, they were dancing, like doing kick steps and flips and all that, but Future's more,
like, they definitely was going crazy when that song came on.
It's like you just dab. I can't see them really dancing. Like, you can't break it down.
And then after Future performed, then the two of them performed together.
How many songs did they do?
Maybe, like, they started off with Big Rings. I'm trying to remember how many songs. Maybe, like, 6 or 7.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, so
I'm mad I didn't get to see it.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan, by the way, for the invite.
Oh, right. I'm mad I didn't get to see it. They called me yesterday and asked me if I wanted to see it, but I was already home and kid had football practice, so I was like, eh, I can't make it.
And you have a baby due any day now.
Yeah, the baby's due any. I'm waiting for this baby. Baby Brooklyn's. I've been sitting here patiently waiting for this baby. The baby's
it's
been.
It's amazing that you're naming the baby Brooklyn. I just want to say, I think that is amazing.
Well, my wife is from Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn, and
Angela's
that's what it is.
From Brooklyn. I'm sure that has something to do with it.
You're right. Yeah, we thought about it. We was like, where's Angela from? Is she from Jersey? No, she's from Brooklyn. Jersey, Brooklyn, we're going to name her Brooklyn.
I told you should have named the baby Flatbush because I'm from Flatbush in Brooklyn. But
that would be a little funny. Flatbush, it'll be jokes on her life.
Okay.
What's your vagina look
Flatbush
like?
Flatbush Casey.
And, no, you know. Yeah.
And speaking of Casey, I saw Casey Veggies last night also. I just thought I thought because we said Casey.
All right. Well, let's get the show popping. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, more bad news. If you have a Delta flight, we'll tell you what's going on with Delta. And then the first country has banned Pokemon Go. We'll tell you what country that is. What level you on?
I stopped playing a long time ago.
Ew.
All right. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Bryce and Tilla. It's Don't. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now we're still talking Delta Airlines. What's going on? Did they fix the problem?
Customers had about 6-hour delays yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they're saying because of all those delays and flight cancellations that have spilled over into yesterday, today, everything, hundreds of thousands of passengers around the world have been stranded. The computer system is back up. Departures have resumed, but the after effects are still being felt. 1,000 cancellations yesterday, and they're going to be calling off flights today. Also, a lot of the departures are going to be delayed also. Now, I looked on Delta's Twitter, because, you know, they've been keeping in contact with everybody on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they are offering $200 travel vouchers if you experienced a 3 or more hour delay or if you experienced a cancellation. And they said systems are improving, flights are resuming, but there still were delays and cancellations.
Yeeks.
Okay. I don't know what happened if somebody hacked into... I don't know what happened to make everything go down, but they had all kinds of outages, and that's what happened.
Okay, now let's talk about Pokemon Go. They banning that finally?
Well, Iran is the first country to ban Pokemon Go. That's the first country to do that over security concerns.
Mm-hmm.
They said any game that wants to operate nationwide has to get permission from the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, and Pokemon Go app has not yet requested that such permission. So the game did still expand to 15 new markets in Asia this month, including Indonesia. Indonesia has 250 million people population, so it's still growing. But that's the first place so far that has banned Pokemon Go. They also have a new feature. It's called a sightings feature. So it's a tracking fix that works. So I don't understand quite how that works, but it's supposed to make wild Pokemon trackable again.
Really?
Because for a little while it wasn't working right, but yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what's crazy? I was in Toronto last weekend, and I don't know what happens. I don't know how Pokemon works.
But you can actually see the Pokemon now and walk around them and find them.
No, but like at 12 midnight, it must have been, they must have released Pokemon someplace, and there was kids running from all over the place to get to this one spot to get these Pokemon Goals. Or whatever it is, these Pokemon. I don't understand it. So is there one Pokemon and everybody can get this one, or everybody's fighting to get that one? You know?
I think you can get 250, if I'm not mistaken, everybody.
I'm confused. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, also, the USA basketball team lost to Venezuela. I'm lying. They beat Venezuela 113-69. Now, the top three medal count, USA has 19 medals, China has 13, and Australia has 7. All right? That's an Olympic update. And I love watching the Olympics. Everything is amazing. Everything is amazing. If you want to get a fun little watch, watch the table tennis. You can watch volleyball.
I'm good at table tennis.
You ever seen volleyball?
No.
Volleyball is like soft porn.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, women's volleyball is like soft porn.
Why is that? These are real women playing an actual sport.
And they all look nice. That's all. It looks like soft porn. They all, well, you just got to watch it. All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 if you're
upset.
For some women,
that's how they look at football.
Maybe. Tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning or bad night. Whatever it may be, you want to get something off your chest, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. Right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Breakfast Club, what's going on, guys?
Buenos dias.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
Ni hao.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm mad because Charlamagne ain't there yet, man.
He's not coming today.
Did he go home with Drake? I don't know.
He might have. I don't know. We don't know. You know he liked them light-skinned guys.
Oh, man, yeah, man. He's trying to, look, first he dissed Drake, then he get like Drake, and now he on stage with Drake, and now he at home with Drake.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Charlie.
Hey, Tommy. Tell him why you mad.
Good morning. I'm mad because I got written up at my job for, it's called considering stealing time because I work at a summer camp and I come in at 7. I'm supposed to come in at 7.
No, listen. I know some people who got in trouble for that too, stealing time.
But I come in at 7 o'clock and that's only because a parent needs to drop off her child at that time. So I don't have a problem with that. You want me to clock in at 7:30? Cool. But the other people, we're supposed to come in at 7:30, and they come in at 8 o'clock, and they still put 7:30. They're actually stealing time.
All right, so you're not really stealing time. You're really there at 7. They just want you to clock in at 7:30.
Yes.
Am I telemarketing job? I definitely used to steal time. I used to tell somebody, yo, check me in right now.
I did the same thing. I used to work at a department store. I won't name it. But I used to have somebody punch me in using my number before I got there.
What store?
Macy's.
Macy's? You used to work at Macy's?
Yeah.
Where at? Doing what?
I steal time. I worked at Livingston Mall in New Jersey.
Really? Okay. You know, I used to do telemarketing. I used to sell fuel. I still remember my pitch. You ready? I'm going to do it for you. Hi, this is Sean from Pelco Fuel. Hi, how can I help you today? Hey, this is Sean from Pelco Fuel. And
your
name
is Rashawn.
I say Sean because Rashawn is too ghetto. They definitely would hang up on me. I would say Sean from Pelco Fuel. And I'd be like, hey, so it sounds like you have a baby in the background. You want to save some money? Maybe you can help put the baby through college?
Is this a scam?
No, this is not a scam. We're actually selling Pelco Fuel.
All right, I got to go.
F you, click. Anyway, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Last night was Drake's concert in New York City. Drake and Future perform. Summer 16 tour. Now, Yee, you said it was an amazing show. Dope show.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time. I told you. We got there really early at 8 o'clock because we wanted to see Division perform.
Division is opening up for the tour.
Yes, Division. They also have a song called Angela, by the way, which
that's
you guys
why you
should
like
totally
them so
check
much.
Out.
Okay.
But no, we actually really liked Division, me and my friends. So went to go see that super early. And then after that, A Boogie with the Hoodie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's dope.
That's when Drake came out and started the show off. So a lot of special guests. He said, you know, what he does is if you give him some energy, he'll give you some gifts. And first thing he did was bring out Cameron and Juelz, Dipset. So
really?
that was pretty exciting. We loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Remy Ma and Fat Joe came out and did All the Way Up. Future bought out T.I., Future bought out Tip.
Okay.
And that was pretty exciting. I didn't even know T.I. was in town, mm-hmm. so that was cool. And J. Cole came out as well. I know there were a lot of people at the concert. Like, I know DMX was there.
Mm-hmm.
I know Swizz Beatz was there. There was a lot of people just there.
Just hanging around.
It was a nice, good energy.
Now, I heard Charlamagne was there.
Oh, that's right. And Charlamagne was there. And I have to say, Charlamagne really doesn't go out, so I was very surprised
mm-hmm.
To see him there. And he was definitely doing his little two-step and his little head bobblehead dances, you know what I'm saying, to Drake and Future. So it looked like he had a good time.
Okay, I seen that they took a picture with each other after the show holding bottles.
Yes, they were holding bottles after it was way after the show because I was fast asleep by then. And now Charlamagne's not here today.
So you saying Drake bought Charlamagne bottles and then took them home?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened. I didn't see all that go down.
This is what we're going to do in the next hour.
Uh-oh.
Have you guys Stop seen it. The picture of Drake and Charlamagne?
I saw you posted it, too.
I posted it. It's on the Breakfast Club Twitter, Instagram, at
but
Breakfast
Drake
Club
AM.
Drake
posted it. Charlamagne posted
at
it.
At DJ MB. Or you go to Charlamagne's. You can go to Drake's. I want you to caption the picture. Caption the picture. So 800-585-1051. If you could caption that picture, Yee, what would you put? You could be like, Charlamagne, dot, dot, dot. Thanks, Zaddy. You know, something like
if
that.
I would put Charlamagne. If I was a woman, you know I have me a ball player by now and a couple of kids.
All right, so we want you to caption the picture. 800-585-1051. What would you caption that picture with? Also, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, yes, you know, Fast and Furious 8 is on the way, and The Rock is mad at somebody. I don't know who it is, but it's his final week of shooting, and I'll tell you what he had to say about candy asses.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Wow. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
I didn't know what was going on.
I don't know if I like that intro. I don't know if I like that one yet.
All right. Well, The Rock put up a post on Instagram, and it seems like he's not too happy with some of his male co-workers on the film. Now, he said, this is my final week of shooting Fast and Furious 8. There's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one. An incredible, hardworking crew. Universal has been great partners. Mm-hmm. My female co-stars are always amazing, and I love them. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken-ish to do anything about it. Anyway, candy asses. When you watch this movie next April and it seems like I'm not acting in some of these scenes and my blood is legit boiling, you're right. Bottom line is it'll play great for the movie and it fits this Hobbs character that's embedded in my DNA extremely well. The producer in me is happy about this part.
Who is he talking to? Who is he talking about?
I don't know who he's talking about. But
who has candy ass?
He did a hashtag zero tolerance for candy asses.
Oh, that's a new phrase. I never heard of candy ass.
Well, it doesn't sound... it doesn't sound aggressive at all.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who he's talking about, but we know some way, somehow, we're going to find out when we watch this movie. A lot of stars, a lot of stunts.
Somebody upset The Rock, yeah.
All right, Rick Ross, how did he lose all of that weight? Well, he did an article in Men's Health magazine. I don't know if you guys saw Rick Ross in Men's Health.
Nope.
But he discusses how Checkers and Wingstop actually still take a part in his diet. Now, he said...
That's a damn lie.
I'm going to tell you what he said.
Okay.
He said, I'm still losing weight, and now I'm starting to build muscle in places. He said he does a light jog outdoors 4 days a week. Then he does 5 different exercises, including deadlifts, box jumps, medicine ball throws, and more for 30 minutes. And then sleeping more. If he can't sleep 8 hours a night, then he takes a very long nap. He said that before that he was getting less than 4 hours of sleep because of late nights in the studio. Now, he said, I knew my weight loss wouldn't last if I had never ate the things I love. But he only can eat his Wingstop wings and burgers 2 to 3 days a week when he craves them, and he can only eat that between noon and 5 p.m.
There's no way Rick Ross lost all that weight by eating Wingstop and Rallies. I know he owns part
Checkers.
Checkers. I know he owns some of Checkers. I know he owns some of Wingstops. There is no way he lost weight unless he ate one wing a day.
Well, I guess what he's saying is he only eats it 2 to 3 times a week and only between certain hours.
That's bullcrap. Don't go out there and try that. You will gain weight. There is no way.
So you don't believe it?
Hell no, he didn't lose that. He ate salads from Wingstop.
Well, no, he eats kale casserole, salmon, and
there
salads.
You go, Pierce.
He has a chef. But he's saying that he does eat that 2 to 3 times.
I don't believe it.
A little lemon pepper my wings.
Yeah.
Right. 2 to 3 times a week. All right, Suicide Squad. Anybody in here go see Suicide Squad?
I don't like those type of movies. I'm not a Marvel person, so I'm just not into it.
Well, that movie actually was
DC?
The biggest
Sorry.
Opening weekend in August ever.
Really?
It made $135.1 million during its opening weekend.
The reviews were horrible, though.
The reviews were horrible, like 26% or something like that. But they actually tried to get them shut down on Rotten Tomatoes. The fans of Suicide Squad are so invested in this movie, they wanted to get the ratings shut down on there and all those reviews. So it's a big win for the studio. And we'll see how the movie holds up over the next few weeks. But record numbers, so that's a huge deal.
Congratulations to them.
For Suicide Squad.
Right.
It was below expectations. They thought it was going to do $140 million, but it's right there.
It's right there, and especially with so many bad reviews.
Right, and for Will Smith, that was his biggest movie opening ever, I believe.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. Mm. Out of his whole career, it was the biggest opening weekend for him.
Wow.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about?
We'll talk about Delta. Bad news still continues for the second day in a row. We'll tell you what Delta is doing to help you out if you can't get on that flight.
All right, also, we're talking bad in Pokemon Go. Right?
You don't even play it ever.
I don't,
You don't care.
All right, anyway, we'll do that when we come back. Here's Riri. It's needing me. I was good on my own. That's the way it was. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
And by the way, I heard Drake dedicated this song to Charlamagne last night, Controller.
Really? Okay. All right. Nice. Well, Charlamagne is not here. He was last seen with Drake last night. We don't know what happened. We don't know if he went home with Drake.
Oh, my gosh. People are making all kinds of memes about it.
Yeah. So we'll get to that after front page news. But let's talk about Delta now. What's Delta doing?
Oh, Delta is actually going to be giving people $200 vouchers if your flight was delayed for 3 or more hours or canceled. Now, there's been outages and delays for a second day, okay? What happened was yesterday there was a computer system failure. And now today, and this was global, it wasn't just in the United States, it was everywhere. So a lot of people's flights got canceled. I think it was over 1,000 flights. So that means that today there's still a bit of chaos going on. What that means is because of the backups from the outages, certain flights are still getting canceled or delayed. So that's what Delta is doing to make up for it.
Okay. Now let's talk about Pokemon Go. They're banning Pokemon Go?
Well, just in Iran, that's the first country to ban Pokemon Go. It's because of security concerns. They said any game that wants to operate nationwide has to obtain permission from the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, and the Pokemon Go app has not yet requested that permission. So that's the first country that has banned Pokemon Go.
They should ban it. People are dying. They're putting Pokemon stations in weird places, hospitals, funeral homes, people's houses. People are dying over Pokemon Go. They should fix it, get it right, and then relaunch it.
Right. Well,
you're into it. I'm not into it. I played it that one day up here, and I was like, ah, that's enough.
It's people's own fault, though. They give you a warning that to be careful not to drive while you're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
and
people
all of
do
that.
It all the time. They're trying to get the little Pokemon.
See, it's crazy because there's great things about it, too, because it has kids up and moving and going outside instead of sitting around playing video games. It kind of is a bonding experience for people of all different ethnicities and coming together and playing Pokemon Go. But at the same time, you have to be careful while you play it, and that's at your own discretion.
But that would be dope for advertising. If you make your, let's say you have a business, you own a business, you make
your
business.
Well, they are doing that already.
A Pokemon Stop, they are?
Yeah, and they're actually supposed to be making Pokestop restaurants.
That would be dope. People come, like, let's say I own a sneaker store. It's in the back of the sneaker store, and the only way you can get to the back is if you buy a pair of sneakers. You make mad money with Pokemon Go stuff.
All right.
Anyway, that's just me. That's front page news. Now, let's get down to business. Last night was the Drake Future concert in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Drake brought out Cameron, Joel Santana. He brought out J. Cole. He also brought out Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Future brought out T.I. And at the end of the night, a picture popped up with Charlamagne Tha God and Drake.
Holding bottles of Ace of Spades, baby.
If you haven't seen the picture, just open up your Instagram or Twitter. It's on my page. It's on Drake's page. It's on Charlamagne's page. So we're just asking.
If you had to caption it.
The picture. If you had to caption that picture, what would you say?
I need a one dance.
Yeah, that's what you would say? I would need a one dance? I was thinking, you know, Drake, they're both holding bottles. So I'm thinking Charlamagne's like, thank you, Zaddy.
Wow.
You know, or...
All I know is Charlamagne didn't come to work today after that. I guess it was a long night.
But Drake's bottle looks bigger than Charlamagne, so maybe the capture could be... Maybe the capture could be...
He does have the Magnum.
It could be,
I have a Magnum, you?
Or it could be, why is yours... it could be, why is yours bigger than mine? Or it could be, not two peas in a pod, two light-skinned peas in a pod.
Well, if anything, it's good, though, to see that they finally have met in the flesh. I think this might be the first time they've met in person.
Yeah, I think so too. So we want you to caption that picture. 800-585-1051. Caption the picture. Take a look at the picture. Tell us what you think. We're going to make our own captions and have some fun with it. All right, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was 50 Cent, 21 Questions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
And can I just say, at your baby shower, it was amazing to do shots with 50 Cent while 21 Questions was playing in the background.
Was it?
Yeah, we had a good time.
I don't remember that.
You were too
that.
Drunk to know I what actually happened.
I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that. All right, so we're taking your calls. Last night was the Drake Future show in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And Charlamagne actually met Drake for the first time. They took a picture with each other. It's all over the internet. So we're asking, caption that. So
now the truth is, I hope Charlamagne is okay because we have not heard from him since he took this picture and he's not at work.
Well, maybe Drake took him home.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I just hope everything is good. But you did point out that Drake is holding a Magnum.
Right.
Bottle, and Charlamagne is holding, his bottle is smaller. So it's kind of like a size contest.
I tell you, a good caption was, mine is bigger than yours.
Wow. I need a bromance.
Here we go. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Michael from Worcester.
Michael, what's a good caption for the picture?
A good caption must be hookah sexuals.
Hookah sexuals.
Must be hookah sexuals. Okay.
If there was a hookah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Ryan calling out of Baltimore.
Now, what would be a great caption for that picture?
When a basic bitch finally get a come up.
Oh.
That is good. When a basic bitch gets a come up. I like that.
Thank you, Brian.
You
guys are harsh. Keep it in fun, guys.
That's fun. Hello, who's this?
This your boy Willie from Atlanta.
Willie, what's a great caption for the picture, bro?
I think Charlamagne was telling Drake, look, you got to squeeze the shaft tight like this for it to pop.
Oh, my gosh, wow. You guys.
Wow, I love our listeners. Hello, who's this?
This is Tisha. I call her from South Carolina.
Hey, Tisha.
Hey, how y'all doing, Breakfast Club?
Now, I know
hey,
you seen girl. The picture of Charlamagne and Drake.
So my caption for the picture is going to be getting bottled by a singing nick.
Go. Oh, I like how you did that. I like, that was good. That was good.
See, we feeling each other.
That was cute.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Dre off of Tampa.
Dre, now how would you caption the picture of Charlamagne and Drake?
After all that hate Charlamagne used to do on Drake, you put on the bottom and says, finally, you made me a fan.
All right.
That's probably truth to that. You know, it is what it is.
Hello, who's this?
People could change their mind.
It's me, Rob from the Bronx.
Rob, now how would you caption that pic, bro?
Charlamagne is saying, let's celebrate being light-skinned the only way.
Goodbye, man. Thank you, bro. 800-585-1051. Last night was Drake's Future show in New York City, their last show in New York. And Charlamagne and Drake finally met. They took a picture with each other. We're asking, caption that picture. Now, here's some of the things people put on Twitter. They said, you know, Drake is holding a bigger bottle. Charlamagne's holding a smaller one. So why is yours bigger than mine?
Right.
Charlamagne's mouth is open, and somebody says, what else can you fit in that mouth? Somebody's asking,
oh my gosh,
what that mouth do, though?
You guys, can we make it a little friendlier?
I'm just telling you what the people are saying. 800-585-1051. How would you caption that pic? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hell. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, last night was Drake and Future's last show in New York City, and Drake brought out a bunch of people. He brought out J. Cole, he brought out Cameron and Juelz Santana. He also brought out Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Future brought out T.I., but also at the end of the show, Drake and Charlamagne finally met. They never met. They never had a conversation, and they actually had a chance to meet, and they took a picture with each other.
I thought it was nice Charlamagne actually went to the show because he never goes out, so I was surprised that he walked in. But it's nice that the two of them, got to give him bottles in person.
Right, so we're asking 800-585-1051, if you've seen the picture, how would you caption the picture? Now, you can hit up my page to see the picture, or Charlamagne's page, or Drake's page, or The Breakfast Club's page. How would you caption that picture?
You paying for this, right, Drake?
That
sounds like Charlamagne.
That sounds Charlamagne. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay Rush from Columbus, Ohio, man.
What's up, bro? How would you capture that picture?
Man, you got to keep that caption simple, dog. His and hers. Y'all saw how big Drake bottle was compared to Charlamagne, man. That's his and hers.
His and hers?
Thank you, bro.
These tweets are going crazy. What about this? Started from the bottom, now I'm rare.
What? Why can't it just be two men out drinking Ace of Spades having a great time?
We ask people to caption this. Another caption is, now we're loving the crew. Now I'm loving the crew. I like that one, too.
I'm not really impressed by any of these. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I haven't heard one that's made me really laugh too hard.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, caption. I want to say caption.
Yeah, what's a good caption for the picture?
You going to make me buy bottle for Charlamagne?
Oh, my gosh.
I heard that one before.
I give up, man. We
Hello,
gotta come
who's
up
this?
With our own.
It's Rock.
I'm not going to ask you what's the caption for the picture, bro. Not with that sexy voice.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
All right. The caption I want to say is big little
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Envy? It's Sean from Boston.
Yeah, what's a good caption for the picture, Sean?
Okay, I got it. Finally hanging out with light-skinned people.
You can't laugh at your own jokes, bro.
Gosh, that was
Hello,
terrible.
Who's this?
This is awful.
Hello, who's this?
I think we should give up.
This is Ken from Fort Lauderdale.
What's a good caption for the picture?
Hey, you gonna make me buy bottles for Charlamagne.
I think I heard that one already.
So creative.
Hello, who's this? This is the last one. This is it.
What's good? This is Sugar the Dawn from Brooklyn.
Come on, Brooklyn. What's a good caption for the picture?
You're the last one. You're from Brooklyn, so please represent, because we haven't heard a funny one yet.
So Drake is saying, is this sex so good, I should have to for free.
Okay. You guys are very explicit.
Be very explicit this morning.
I got one.
What?
Bottles for Charlamagne.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is I'm going home. Just hold on.
Hold on. I'm going home. Hold on. We're going home.
I can't take it.
Hold on. We're going home. All right. But it's a good thing. Charlamagne and Drake have squashed their beef. They're now friends. They have drank with each other, and they're compadres now.
They didn't used to like each other, so I think it's nice now.
We're brothers.
Now Charlamagne can come with us to Houston and go to a club.
Oh, man.
All for right. real.
We got rumors coming up. You always go too far.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Troy Ave. Now, you know he is out of jail on bail, but find out why is he suing the venue and the promoters where his best friend got killed.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Troy Ave put on Instagram that he's putting out a new album. And it's going to come out on August 12th. It's called Roland Collins. That's his real name. Now, Troy Ave is also suing Irving Plaza and Live Nation. He said that they did not search the VIP entrance for guns when he was supposed to be there to be a special guest of T.I. back in May. And that was the same night that his bodyguard ended up getting killed and Troy Ave was caught on camera firing a gun. Now, here is what Troy Ave had to say. He actually had a press conference right in front of Irving Plaza alongside his lawyers. And here they are on the steps.
Today, we're here to announce the filing of a lawsuit in the Supreme Court of the state of New York alleging that this place let someone into the facility with a gun without checking them, and but for their actions, Troy would never have been shot, and none of the incident that took place that night would have happened. He is the victim here, and we are seeking redress for the negligence.
Troy, can you say a few words about your bodyguard who lost his life here?
Going through a lot. I just want to get my life back.
Now, according to Troy Ave's lawyers, Troy Ave did wrestle that weapon away from another man and fired at that man. And that is the man who is responsible for killing Ronald McFadder, not Troy Ave.
Now, his lawyer was very aggressive. But, I mean, I get it. I mean, you go to these clubs, you go to these venues, expect to be in a safe environment. But, on the other hand, sometimes when these artists or people come into these buildings, they don't want to get patted down. And I'm one of those people.
You definitely are one of those people.
I hate
you don't care about
down.
The safety of everyone. You feel like, well, don't pat me down. And other people probably said that, too.
But yeah, you're probably right. But my intention is not to kill anybody. I don't walk in a club with a gun or a weapon.
But nobody knows what anybody's intentions are.
Yeah, absolutely, positively right. But
so in the future, Envy, when they pat you down at the club, just like they do to every other patron.
I don't mind them patting me down. It's just when they do disrespectful stuff, like they try to pull your pants up high to make sure you ain't got no gun in your ass, or if
should have your pants pulled up a little higher.
A light pat down is cool, but when they want you to get disrespectful, like take your shoes off and stuff like that,
bend over, cough.
Yeah, there you go. I'd rather not come in your club. That's it. If I got to do all this to get in your venue,
no one's ever made me do all that, but I can understand patting somebody down.
But I've also been in clubs where they found guns in women's butts. I've been to clubs where they found...
Well, remind me not to go to those clubs.
I mean,
I've never seen that.
I've seen a gun in a lady's pocketbook.
Wouldn't fit in my butt, okay?
I don't know.
I can promise you.
I don't know. It could be a small gun. I don't know.
But I've seen guys put rifles in their penis holes.
Yo, stop it. But I've even seen where they, you know, the bottom of a bag, the women will take the bottom of the bag up and put a gun under it and put the bottom back so you can't even see it. So, I mean, it is safety precautions to get searched and patted down, but you just...
It'd be the main person that has the gun. Like, nah, you ain't gonna search me. I'm not here for that. You know what? I'm not coming in your venue.
Yeah, they got the gun.
That's you.
Nah, that ain't me. I ain't got the gun, though.
All right, DJ Quick was going back and forth. Well, not really back and forth. DJ Quick is apparently upset at YG for not getting his credit for...
Tell him who DJ Quick is. A lot of people might not know who DJ Quick is.
A legendary rapper from...
OG from the West Coast. Yeah, okay, just let him know.
Okay, from Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went ahead and was tweeting to YG. He said, y'all had me engineer and record my N-word for YG and did not give me credit. My lawyer has you effed up. He went on to say, YG, be safe on the block I invented. And then he also tweeted Snoop as well as Jeezy. He also wanted an RIAA platinum plaque for that song. And he tweeted Stamped Management and Snoop saying, aren't you all the same company? Well, YG did give a quick response.
Mm-hmm.
And all he said was, F the police at DJ Quick. And
nice.
DJ Quick did delete all of those tweets.
Right.
So maybe they resolved
things. So they squashed that fast. Yep.
Yes, behind the scenes, hopefully.
Because that could have got ugly.
All right, Empire is coming back September 21st. And guess who's joining for season 3 also?
Angela Yee.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, Mariah Carey. Empire tweeted out Mariah Carey is joining Empire for season 3. Retweet and show some love.
Sorry.
So they're saying that cameo is going to happen in early October. She's playing Kitty, who is a mega superstar who comes to Empire to collaborate with Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. Jamal Lyon, on a new song. So we do know so far Taye Diggs is going to be on
Taye
this
Diggs
new
is going to be
season.
Mariah Carey. Anybody else we know?
Kid Cudi.
Oh, Kid Cudi.
We know Biz Markie is going to be in season 3.
Anybody else we know?
We saw Birdman took a picture.
Birdman, okay.
Right, so we don't know exactly what's happening.
Anybody else we know?
I know Exhibit is on there
as
well.
Exhibit.
So, yeah, I think it'll be really exciting. And I will say, watch the second episode of season 3 at least.
Anybody else we know?
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Donkey of the Day is up next. 800-585-1051. You want to give somebody Donkey of the Day? We'll put you live on the air, and you can spit venom to whoever you want. It could be your mama, your daddy, your baby mama, your baby daddy, your boss, your son, your daughter, whoever you want.
Your coworker.
Your coworker too.
For as a matter of fact, we should play some audio from Envy's baby shower.
Of what?
Of you giving a speech.
No.
A drunken speech. Can we get that audio? Okay. I'm using that for Donkey.
I hate you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Look.
Charlamagne, say the gang, Donkey of the Day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
That's right, it's time for Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is not here, so we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to give somebody Donkey, all right? Hello, who's this?
Trayvon, Cincinnati.
Hey, what's up, bro? Who you want to give Donkey of the Day to?
I think we got to give a Donkey of the Day to the Hall of Fame staff. They had 364 days to do one job and one job only.
Which was?
And they couldn't get the field right.
Oh, the field right. Oh, yeah. They should have got that field right.
You have one job.
Mm-hmm. One job. Hello, who's this?
Tamara in Houston, Texas.
Hey, mama. Who you want to give Donkey of the Day to?
I'm going to give it to this girl on Facebook. Her name, they didn't post the name, but it was, she put her baby on Facebook talking about baby for sale, and the baby was so everything.
Baby for sale?
She tried to sell her baby on Facebook?
That sounds crazy.
Hello, who's this?
Hello,
Emmy. Hey, what's up, bro? What's your name?
Felix.
Felix, who you want to give Donkey today to?
Let me give it to Ray J.
Why?
Because he's trying to holler at Malia Obama.
What? Ray J's getting married next weekend.
Where did you hear that from?
It's all over the social media.
Tell me where.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Ray J.
Ray J's getting married soon.
Nah. Ray J was
DJing his wedding.
I was supposed to. I can't make it though.
Look at it.
I bet you can make it if it was.
Oh yeah.
President Obama's daughter.
Is that a real website though? I don't know if that's a real website, bro. I don't know. Thank you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Rated R from H-Town, man. What up?
Rated R, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, I want to give the Donkey today to Charlamagne, man.
Why?
Taking that picture with Drake, man.
They friends now.
Man.
You would have took a picture with Drake, too, though.
Nah, I ain't trying to put no picture with no cornball like Drake.
Hey, watch your mouth. He's light-skinned.
Hold on now, stop it. You know you like some Drake songs.
All these
white
kids
dudes
is whack, man.
Hey, watch your mouth. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika calling.
Tanika, who you want to give Donkey today to?
I want to give Donkey of the Day to all the people that disrespect the mailman, the mail carrier. People think that we just deliver the mail but don't know what goes behind it. We have to actually put the mail together. Do it in the rain, the sleet, the snow, the heat, and it's a lot of work.
Well, I actually really like my mail lady that delivers my mail.
There's some people that say, why is my mail wet? And it's like pouring rain outside.
I'm going to tell you, the only thing that they do that I don't like is that sometimes they put my mail in the mailbox and they don't close the box on top back, so you leave it wide open.
Yeah.
Just slam it closed. So sometimes if it rains outside, my mail gets all wet, and I'm like, why didn't it just close the mailbox?
You know, for a year, my mailman didn't speak to me, and I would always say something back, and you know what I realized? He's deaf. Yeah, my mailman is deaf. So for a year, I would be waving and saying hello, and he would never say anything back. And I realized he's deaf. But shout to all the mail carriers out there. We salute you.
Oh, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Have a great day. All right, that was Donkey of the Day. All right, Charlamagne is not here. Now, when we come back, Angela Yee wants to try to embarrass me.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's donkey of the day, and you did something that was donkey worthy.
Right. Over the weekend was my baby shower, me and my wife's baby shower, and people
kept... You partied really hard, Envy.
Everybody kept giving me shots. It kept giving me shots. I don't even remember how many shots I have. I haven't drank that much since probably college, and I was twisted, and they gave me the mic, and I wanted to say some nice words to my beautiful wife.
Well, wait till you hear what these words are.
I appreciate everybody for coming out, man. We had a great time. She really had no idea. I am so drunk. When we get home, we're going to on top of the next one.
Sorry. Baby, I'm sorry if you're listening. The new baby that's coming out, I'm sorry, too. All right, so the question is 800-585-1051. What is the dumbest thing you ever said drunk? You were drinking.
Or
you
maybe
said,
you texted something crazy.
Yeah, and you wish you could just bring it back or just take it back. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. How did you get that audio, ye?
The Breakfast Club.
That was Terror Squad. Lean back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking stupid things and dumb things you do when you're drunk. Now, over the weekend was my baby shower.
Right. Now, let me tell this story.
Oh, boy.
Envy was having the time of his life at this baby shower. Like, you would have thought he just won some type of championship, but maybe you will because that's your fifth child you're welcoming into the world.
That's my championship.
That's a big deal. Poor Gia couldn't drink or anything. She just had to watch her husband get sloppy.
So?
All right. He got white girl wasted. And he gave a little speech, and this is how Envy started off his speech.
I appreciate everybody for coming out, man. We had a great time. She really had no idea. I am so drunk. When we get home, we're going to on top of the next one.
Now, Envy, can you please let me know what you just said there? Did you just say that on your unborn child, you were going to dump a load on the baby's head?
I said that me and my wife looked so fine that we were going to have sex and... Yes, I did say that.
Do you think that Gia appreciated this speech?
No. I don't think the new baby will either. I didn't know I said that.
Okay, and then after that, Envy said that he's not old and proceeded to dance.
I did that too.
And did some old man dances. He was doing the pepper seed. Does anybody know what the pepper seed is?
I did the pepper seed.
And he was doing the bogle.
I was dancing Jamaican.
You were dancing like a Jamaican or dancing Jamaican?
Both. Both. All right.
And he signaled the plane.
I did not signal
and
the plane.
And he swore he wasn't old.
Did I?
Then he started doing the butterfly.
Did I?
I was like, these are old dances, Envy.
Goodness gracious.
But what a night.
Oh, my gosh. All right. This is awkward. Let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This has it, man.
What's up, bro? You ever said some stupid ish while you were drunk, man?
Yes, I did, man.
What you say?
I asked my soon-to-be future baby mama to marry.
Wait a second. You ask your future baby mama?
Yeah, she's my wife now, but...
Oh, so that's not stupid. Yeah, you asked her to marry you. You're
stupid?
Married.
Man, listen, we in court now. No, it ain't.
Oh! But when you sobered up, you didn't have to marry her.
Yeah, but like I said, it was already said and done by then.
Come on now. This is silly now.
Hello, who's this?
It's Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. You ever said some stupid-ish while you were drunk?
Yeah, so I went to a Halloween party and I hit on my boss's husband. Ooh. While she was sitting right next to him.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Did she forgive you for that?
Well, I was terrified of her for a while because she didn't even like me to begin with. And after that, I felt really bad and I was scared of her. And like she confronted me and was like, you know, I don't really care. And I was like, oh, okay.
And you didn't get fired?
No, I actually quit. It was at Target. I actually quit because my boss was evil. She was
evil.
Well,
I wonder why she was evil. You hit on her husband.
Yeah, that's kind of awkward. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good, fam? It's JB from Brooklyn, man.
JB, you ever said some stupidish while you were drunk, bro?
Yeah, man. It was one scenario, man. I was, you know, one of them late night drunk nights, and I called one of my exes. And when I got there, she screenshotted and posted, yeah, he ain't going nowhere, hashtag, he failed mine. And yeah, it was a whole big thing. I had to delete my account, man.
Damn it, man.
So did you actually end up making up with your girl?
Yeah. But she knew it was a stunt. She knew it wasn't nothing really related to it. I was actually locked out and mad at my shorty. I just had to go somewhere for the night. So it made her tighten up.
At least you got back in the crib, man.
Word. Word, right?
All right. 800-585-1051. You ever said something drunk that you wish you could take back? I did over the weekend. If you haven't heard, I'm sure you will play the audio when we come back.
Oh, yes, I will.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're talking drunk speeches, drunk talks. Now, over the weekend was my baby shower. And Yee said I said something that I don't remember saying.
And we have proof because Envy would never have believed that he said this about dumping a load on his unborn child.
I appreciate everybody for coming out, man. We had a great time. She really had no idea. I am so drunk. When we get home, we're going to on top of the next one.
You make it sound so graphic. I didn't say all of that.
You did. We had to bleep it out.
My wife was so fine that I would like to have fun with her tonight. That's what I said.
That's not what you said. That would have been okay.
That's what I meant. Have you ever said anything drunk?
I'm sure I have. Let me look at my phone right now. All weekend.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kimon.
Kimon, you ever said anything while you were drunk that you wish you could take back?
Yeah, I called my baby mama. I asked her, could we make another baby?
And did you do it?
No, not at all. I called her the next day and told her I was drunk.
So you guys weren't dating anymore at this time?
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Parker from Virginia Beach, man.
Parker, you ever said something that you was drunk you wish you could take back?
Yeah, man, I went out drinking one night, man, and I texted myself, man. I was like, yo, you good? But I was texting my homeboy.
Did you answer yourself?
Look, I answered myself, man. I was like, yeah, I'm straight, homie. And I woke up the next morning like...
I don't believe this.
I'm serious, man.
Well, at least you were good for checking on yourself, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kaylee.
Hey, mama, you ever... You were so drunk.
Are you drunk still?
I'm a little drunk now.
Okay.
You ever been so drunk you said something you wish you could bring back?
I absolutely did.
Tell us.
I was eating a bowl of cereal and I said the cereal was hot. So I kept blowing it.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, she was eating a bowl of cereal. You thought the cereal was hot, so you kept blowing it?
Yeah.
And that was some drunk-ish.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. You ever been so drunk you said something you wish you could bring back and take back?
Saying I love you to the wrong man.
what happened? You wound up marrying him, huh?
But did you love him, though? Keep it real.
Did I? Or was it the illusion that I was in love?
It wasn't because you were drunk. You really did kind of love him.
Maybe. I don't know, but I was wrong.
Oh, the penis was just that good. You loved
just
him for that moment.
Just blame it on the alcohol.
Pretty much.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, baby.
Have you ever been so drunk you said something you wish you could take back?
Yeah, I said one thing.
What'd you say?
I said I'm going to take over the rap game.
Oh, well, let's hear something.
Oh, boy.
This Big Baby, man. Y'all going to hear me again.
All right, Big Baby.
Okay.
Hi, Angela Lee. Hey, I love all y'all, man.
We love Angela Lee, too. All right. Don't they know your name is Angela Yee?
I think they're thinking about Angela Lee from Ballers. I don't know if you watch Ballers, but there's an Angela Lee on the show.
I don't know. They've been calling you Angela Lee way before Ballers was on.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, 800-585-1051, some drunk. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is a lot of times they say when you're drunk, it brings out the truth. I believed you, Envy, when you gave that speech. I believe, except that you went home and passed out and your daughter, 14-year-old daughter, said that you were effed up.
Yeah, she definitely did.
And she had to actually take your shoes off and put you under the covers.
She absolutely did.
Terrible.
And she laughed about it the next morning. I'm like, Dad, you was really drunk.
But we're glad you had a good time.
I definitely had a good time. All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about a Real Housewives of Atlanta star who collapsed in the parking lot in the mall. Also, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are teaming up, and guess what they're doing? You'll want to be a part of this.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Nikki. Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, they're besties, and they're going to be hosting a celebrity dinner party show for VH1. It's coming this fall. So you remember them both at Justin Bieber's roast, right?
I do.
Right. So they've cooked together on Martha Stewart's show. Now, Snoop Dogg released a statement. My homegirl, Martha, and I have a special bond that goes back. We're going to be cooking, drinking, and having a good time with our exclusive friends. Can't wait for you to see how we roll together. So that's going to premiere, like I said, this fall.
What's Snoop's specialty?
Weed.
Weed cookies, right? Weed cookies or weed brownies?
Yeah, I'm sure that's quite a specialty of his.
Snoop's coming up this week. I hope he brings some.
You smoke now?
I'm just going to have a cookie with Snoop.
Amber, you've been going wild lately. I don't know what's going on with you. You're about to have a fifth baby any day now. Calm it down, please.
Maybe you're right.
And by the way, I just want to say congratulations to J.R. Smith. He actually got married yesterday.
To homegirl?
To Jewel Harris. That's the mother of his children.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought they were married already, but they actually did just make it official. So everybody was in town to go to his wedding.
Well, congratulations, so
congratulations to J.R. Smith and to his family and his wife, Jewel. He proposed to her in August, and sounds like everything is good to go.
Shout out to him.
All right, now let's discuss The Rock. He posted this on Instagram. It's his final week of shooting Fast and Furious 8. He said, there's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one, an incredible, hardworking crew. He shouts out to his female co-stars. He said they're amazing and he loves them, but his male co-stars are different stories. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals. Others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken-ish to do anything about it anyway. Candy asses. When you watch this movie next April and it seems like I'm not acting in some of these scenes and my blood is legit boiling, you're right. Bottom line is it'll play great for the movie and it fits this Hobbs character that's embedded in my DNA extremely well. I'm thinking that maybe he's just doing this like as publicity for the movie.
Well,
so
who would have the candy ass? Would it be Tyrese or Ludacris?
It could be anybody else. There's a lot of other people that are in this franchise. Scott Eastwood.
What about Vin Diesel? If you had to pick a candy ass, what candy ass would you pick? Would you pick Tyrese, Ludacris, or Vin Diesel? One of the three.
I don't know. I don't know what their asses are like.
Okay.
Whose ass is like candy to you?
Shut up.
What?
I set myself up for that, didn't I? I set myself up for that.
If you had to pick a candy.
Shut up!
Which candy? Now, you better pick your
right
friend.
One. Go ahead, man.
You better pick your friend. And you know what they say. The sweeter the juice.
Shut up. Go.
All right. Jay Farrow is not going to be returning to SNL. He's been on that show for 6 years. Let's not forget that Saturday Night Live had all that controversy over their lack of black cast members. Well, he's not going to be there. It kind of news broke really quickly. They're going to pursue other opportunities, according to Saturday Night Live. They both, him and Taron Killam, have been on the show for 6 seasons. And he also got caught up recently in all that Delta drama. We told you earlier about the Delta flights getting canceled.
Yeah, and the stuff he was delayed.
Yeah, he was caught up in that.
Okay.
As well. So
I thought he did pretty good on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was the one that did all the impersonations. Mm-hmm. And he's been up here quite a few times as well. Now, Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta had to go to the hospital yesterday. She collapsed. She was in the parking lot at the mall. And they said she was gasping for air. And that's when 911 had to call. And she was taken to the hospital.
Is that because of her diet? She didn't eat?
They're saying that, according to sources, she's doing okay, but she has not been eating. So a lot of times people want to diet, and they think the best way to lose weight is not to eat. That is
work.
The worst way to lose
weight.
They
drink the stupid tea, and they wear the stupid waist trainer, and they don't eat, and then they pass out.
Glad I didn't take that Instagram flat tummy tea money. But yes, they said before she fainted, she had low blood sugar. So I just want to say, if you really want to lose weight, you have to continue to eat. You just have to eat better.
You have to eat more often. So you have to eat 3 times, at least every 3 hours.
And
that speeds up your metabolism.
Don't stuff yourself till you're so full that you can't get up from the table. You don't got to finish all your food. But it's really more what you eat. You cannot stop eating because then your metabolism is going to slow down and you're going to end up getting fat. All right, and that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
What is this, our 503rd episode?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something, 800-585-1051. You can always hit me on Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, which is SirNV1. Get your request in, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.